Where is the start? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Where is the start? My goodness. Wouldn't we all like to know where the start is? Where do we begin? Many people say, I'd like to tell you about my life, but I don't know where to begin. And we say, well, begin at the beginning. And we don't really mean that. Where do we start? We start at the point where we begin to recognize who and what we are. Now, who and what are you? Are you a beautiful being? Are you a beautiful soul? Are you a revealed master? Oh, come on now. That's very heavy-duty stuff to say that I'm a revealed master. No. Until we decide who it is that we are, we will never be it. Now, who is it that you are? Are you a fabulous being, or are you a failure? Where do you start? We start at the beginning of the right ladder, you might say. What is it that we want to do? Are we going to be an ordinary being, an ordinary human, an ordinary being expressing ourselves in some way? Or are we going to be a divine being? Are we going to be the chairman of the board of some large, lovely corporation? Or are we going to be the janitor? Or are we going to be a salesperson or a staff member somewhere in the echelon of the organization? None of which are good or bad, but where are your, what are your plans? What organization you want to be in? People go to work for companies, generally speaking, and work for 2 years for the company, and then they move on. Now, they say they move on for more opportunities, for a higher raise and so forth. Well, now, why didn't they, if they is the proper word there, why didn't they, while they were working for this company, which they seem to enjoy, and spent 2 years there, why didn't they build that company into something fantastic? Well, it wasn't my place. Well, it was your mental place to do it, that's for sure. Why is it that every single moment you were not thinking, this is a fine organization. This is a fine organization. It is successful. It is dynamic. It is one. I love working for this company. I love working for this company. This company pays me a very beautiful salary. This company is a very fine money-making company. This company is a very has integrity. This company has benefit to the community and benefit to the world. This company is a wonderful company. You know, if we were to say that about any company that we were in, no matter how small that company may be, we would find ourselves living and being in a company that would have provided us with enough income that we could live comfortably, and that would give us an opportunity to be in a company that we respect and love 100%, and that would utilize our talents on the business day, on the 8-hour-a-day job, and give us time for the 8-hour-a-day away from the job, other than sleeping, that would give us the opportunity to be ourselves. Now, you don't really have to have a job. You don't really have to have income. You don't really have to have those things. What do you say? You're living in a fool's world. No, you don't really have to have those things. Those things are there for anyone. The majority of the world has a job. The majority of the world has things that they do that bring money in, bring food to the table, and bring or happiness to the family or whatever. But what is it that really is? Let's go back to the story of this fellow in India. And he came home from work every day, and his family loved him, and he surrounded himself with his children and his wife. They lived in a very modest home, very, very modest home, in fact, very poor. And they were happy. They were very happy in this home. They had enough to eat. They had enough food to put on the table. They had enough clothing to wear. They had enough of everything. But it was a very modest amount, very, very almost starvation, but they were happy. They loved each other. So the father came home from work one day, and he had to cross a bridge as he did this. And the bridge led into the area where he lived. And it was a very, a very primitive area where not many people were, and not many people walked across that bridge. In a day, maybe two or three people might walk across that bridge. And he walked across it to go to his side of the tracks. And there was a very wealthy man in town who saw this man and realized his large family and realized the limited amount of money that he had to work with. And he wanted to do a blessing for him. So he decided to give him a pot of gold. And so he knew that the man wouldn't take the pot of gold. He had too much pride for that. And so he put the pot of gold in the middle of the bridge because he knew the man would find it there. Well, he didn't know the integrity of the man was far deeper than finding things, because anything that he found didn't belong to him. And if he found it, he would be in another dilemma. How does he find the owner to give it back to him? Not that it's a difficult dilemma, but how does he find him? So he came home and walked across this bridge that he walked across. And as he came upon the bridge, he remembered his children saying, "Now close your eyes and use your inner light, use your inner awareness, and walk from here to there, and let's see if you can walk a straight line." And so Daddy decided he was going to close his eyes as he entered upon this bridge and walk across the bridge and see if he could walk a fairly straight line. Well, he closed his eyes and he walked across the bridge right past the pot of gold. And as he came across the bridge, he opened his eyes and he looked around. He said, "Ooh, that was great. I could really do that. I have an inner light. I am so wonderful. Oh, it's so great. I tell the children about this. They'll love it. They'll love it. They'll love it." Well, this rich man and the rabbi stepped out from a bush and they said, "Sir, did you just cross a bridge?" And the happy father said, "Oh, yes, I did. And I have such a wonderful thing to tell my children." "Well, didn't you see something as you crossed the bridge?" "No, no, that's what I'm going to tell my children. We play games and we say, close your eyes and let your inner light guide you and walk from here to there." And so I practiced. As I approached the bridge, I said, "I'm going to walk across with my eyes closed." And I closed my eyes and I walked all the way across the bridge perfectly. "Did you notice that?" "Oh, yes, we noticed that. Straight as an arrow." "My goodness." And the man walked on home and had a wonderful evening with his children, the delight of his life, never knowing that he had walked right past a pot of gold. How many times do we pick up the pot of gold and have it change our whole life, change our values, change our directions, whereas before we lived in bliss, in harmony. We lived in sufficiency for whatever our needs were. Truly, if this man had wanted more money, he would have had it. If he wanted more things in his life, he would have had it. We too, if we truly want things in our life, we'll have them. But if we want happiness, if we want whatever is really important for us, we have to know where to start. And we start from the point of view that life is a joy. Life is happy. Life is beautiful. Life is absolutely magnificent. And when we start from that point of view, then that's where we arrive. Our goal is our starting point. And our starting point is our goal. The two must be one. When the two are one, then we open our inner awareness to the beauty that we are, to the magnificence that we are. And each step along the way is not a step of success or a step of empowerment or betterment. Each step along the way is a step in the awareness of our divinity, in the awareness of who and what we are, of what our desire for life is. If our desire for life is happiness, then each step of the way is happiness. Isn't that wonderful? Because each step is now. If our desire is happiness, then it's not something we will get. It's something that we are right now. We start with happiness, and we progress with happiness, and we conclude with happiness. And of course, there's never a conclusion, because it is the timelessness of all, and we are in it. Where do we start? We start in the joy of being who we are. And that joy of being who we are is the magic. The magic of saying, I like me. The magic of saying, I am happy. The magic is finding in every experience that life brings to our awareness, happiness and joy. And letting our face show it, and the world will surely know it. Where do we start? We start where we're going. And where are we going? Where we have started. Do you know where you're starting? I know where I'm starting. And I'm a happy, 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 happy guy. I love you. I love you. I love you.